cock-a-doodle-doo. That is the universally known sound of a rooster, which nearly everybody knows. Roosters are loud and proud, and they love telling everyone that they are in the neighborhood. But seriously, why do they crow? The classical image of a rooster is an animal who crows his heart out at dawn. Research shows that roosters have an internal biological rhythm clock of 23.8 hours and start to crow at the appointed time. This helps explain why they start crowing slightly before sunrise. Furthermore, roosters' central role is to protect the flock, so they will crow to indicate safety for their flock, convey their dominance, and to warn of danger. The story in Mark chapter 14, verses 66 to 73, is not only about Peter's denial of Jesus, but it's also about a rooster that made a deep impression on the life of Peter. In the passage, we see how God used the rooster's crow to remind Peter of the words of Jesus that brought him to repentance. Its crow was maybe annoying, but it had a divine purpose for Peter. The passage records events of what happened immediately after our Lord Jesus Christ was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane and was taken to the living quarters of the Jewish high priest. When Jesus was arrested, all his disciples fled from him, but Peter followed him at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest's residence. While Jesus was being tried and beaten in the upstairs room, Peter was below in the courtyard, warming himself. Here, the servant girl recognized him and accused him of having been with Jesus the Nazarene. Peter promptly denied it, saying, "I do not know or understand what you're talking about." Peter then moved to the entryway, but the same servant girl came again and said to those standing around her, "This fellow is one of them." For the second time, Peter denied it. Those standing around him were not convinced. After listening to his accent, they concluded, "Surely you are one of them. You are a Galilean." Peter's distinct Galilean dialect proved that he was from Galilee, and his presence among the Judeans in the courtyard suggested that he was a follower of Jesus. Peter's third denial of Jesus was marked by a complete and thorough disowning of Jesus. Verses 71 says, "He began to call down curses, and he swore to them, 'I do not know this man you're talking about.'" Peter was prepared to use the most profane language because that would give strength to the impression that he was not a follower of Jesus. Immediately after his third denial, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the words of Jesus that he had spoken to him in verses 30, which came true. Jesus had told him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." While Jesus was being questioned about his identity and his works as the Son of God, Peter too was facing a form of interrogation or trial about whether he was a disciple or not. While Jesus owned up to his identity, Peter, like many of us, denied his own. Even though he had earlier in verses 31 insisted emphatically, saying that even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. God used the rooster to sound a wake-up call to Peter and to remind him of the words of Jesus, but also his own words of promise to Jesus that he will never disown him. Peter, at this point, would have desired to kill this rooster and to have it for lunch, but that would have not solved his problem. He had denied Jesus in speech, in thought, and in conduct, and he needed the rooster's crow to cause him to remember and to repent. When a person's heart is bent to sinning, the heart can become insensitive to the reminders going on around them. The rooster's crows are the things that the Holy Spirit uses to prick our consciences and causes us to return to God when we go astray. they remind us to stay focused on Jesus and to believe in his promises. What are some of the things the Lord is using as the rooster's crow in your life currently? Is he speaking to you through a particular sermon, through your Bible reading, through your family, your friends, or a particular situation you're going through? Ultimately, the Holy Spirit uses God's word to cut through our consciences and to awaken us. Hebrews 4:12 reminds us about this convicting work of the word of God. And it says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrows. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." God's word, like the rooster's crow, is a judge, a critique of thoughts and intentions of the heart. It is the spiritual safeguard of our soul that we should allow to remind us daily of Jesus' love and mercy. Luke tells us that it was not only the rooster's crowing that woke up Peter, it was also the Lord looking at Peter. Luke says that after the rooster crowed, Jesus turned and looked at Peter. Peter then went outside and wept bitterly. Like Peter, we too need to hear the rooster and to see the Lord looking at us to remind us to stay faithful to him despite what we are going through. May the Lord's loving gaze encourage us to acknowledge our weaknesses and rely on him, he who will never leave us, no matter how weak our faith might be. May the rooster remind us to turn away from our doubts and fears and fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Amen.